All right, guys, welcome to the Media Hijack Podcast. I'm your host, Billy Walters, and joining me is Chris Unholy Jesus.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back.
Welcome back, guys, to another episode of the Media Hijack, episode 154. Before we get started, if you guys want to get some official Media Hijack t-shirts, head over to themediahijack.com, grab you some official t-shirts. And if you guys want to join us on Reddit, Chris is over there. You can visit him and post whatever you guys want. Also, if you guys want to visit our YouTube channel where we post a live video from our Twitch every Tuesday, you can head over to our YouTube and don't forget to subscribe there. Also, audio listeners, don't forget to rate, comment, subscribe, give us that 5 stars, and leave us a nice comment.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, we have like one new comment, but I forgot what it was, but yeah.
Appreciate it. Appreciate the comment, homie.
Thank you.
Wherever you are, thank you.
We need more comments.
Oh, man. All right.
So first topic, Chris is going to cover the first topic, which is the giant Thunderbird, which I know some stuff about it also, because it's one of those things where like, I knew about as a child too, about the Thunderbird, like the image that we posted on for the post.
Okay, yeah. The promo thing?
The promo, yeah.
The little picture of the bird?
Yeah, it had that famous picture of the huge bird and then a man standing right next to it.
I think that's the first time I've seen that.
Really?
At least I don't think I've ever seen that before. At least not from my memory.
Yeah, that's the classic. That's the famous
Shit.
One.
Shit. You might know more about this than I do then.
No, I know of that image from a long time ago. I was like, damn. Okay. I was like, there's birds that big. If birds were that big, they could probably pick up cars easily.
Easily, with a family in it.
Yeah.
And take them home and make a human burger.
Yeah. All right, I'll let Chris run that, and you guys can learn about that, and then I'll have some other cool, fun story for you guys.
Right on. All right, so we're going to talk about this creature known as the Thunderbird, which I will tell at some point in the story that I've actually seen this creature myself. We've talked about this before on the show, but we never really went in depth with it. I think we talked about like a couple times about me seeing this bird, but I never knew there was like a huge mythology that big behind it. So yeah, here we go. All right, so the reason why I want to talk about the story is because there have been like accounts throughout history, and especially modern history, of people sighting like giant birds in the sky. Like in like Pennsylvania on May 26, 2013, these two friends were like walking on this trail, and they were startled when they saw this extremely loud, like kind of like they said, like a flapping noise, like a flag, like being blown in a storm above them. Whoa. And when they looked up, they saw it like flying. And the woman that was there wants to talk. It flapped slowly. It wasn't like how birds be flapping really fast.
I couldn't imagine.
It was just so massive that when it flaps, you can like hear it. But they say it was about a good like 100 feet above them, and it like flew like over some branches, whatever. But the people stood out there and watched it for like a couple minutes, and then realized like, you know, based off like the wingspan and whatnot. Based off the wingspan and everything, one of the eyewitnesses that saw back in 2013 said that it had to be around like maybe 4 feet tall or around that area, just based off the wing size and the body and everything, just off his eyes. But that was back in 2013. But there was
that's recent.
Yeah, that's pretty recent. Because
they out there.
Yes, and there was other sightings back in 2001, where this 19-year-old claimed to have seen an enormous winged creature flying over Route 119 in South Greensburg, Pennsylvania. And a lot of these sightings too happen in Pennsylvania. I don't know if it's because of a special spot for them or whatever, but some of these accounts are usually like have been in like in Alaska and more in like in the northern area where these birds be popping up.
Here's my thing, like something like that big, just like Bigfoot, how would not more people not seeing something like that big unless something is weird going on?
Is he just low population? I think like the numbers are just that low. They're probably close to extinction level than what we think. Imagine if it was like.
But it's almost like how do you hide yourself if you're like a creature that big, right?
True. Yeah, that big. Yeah.
And don't you have to like, you know, hunt prey and stuff? Like you'd be so obvious, be like, oh shit, that's the big Thunderbird again.
I think maybe they would stick to places. I mean, I'm no expert on this, but if I'm just thinking like on a logical way, they would probably stay in places more secluded away from humans, like kind of like how bears are. Like bears are moving further and further away from people, but sometimes they get caught too close to humans because they just happen to be near us. But for the most part, bears avoid humans, and most creatures do. but they got to travel eventually, and eventually we will come across them. That's like, imagine if we lived on an entire planet and there was only 100 humans on this planet. How often would you see 100 humans? Right. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It'd be like really rare, yeah.
Yeah, because if you think about it, right, like, you know, every time you get on a plane and you fly, like, from across the U.S., mm-hmm. if you're looking out the window, most of the times you're not seeing cities. You're seeing just...
nothing, man.
Shit. Just nothing.
Earth.
So, like, when you're seeing, like, cities, it's, like, just little small pockets, areas that are populated. So, you would... it does make sense now. Like, okay, if a creature like that big, like, why, what would be the reason for them to even come that close into a, like, town, to a city?
Right.
Right, they would just chill on like the outskirts of the area, like where, yeah, people are not on the grid,
because that's not where the food is going to be at anyways, unless they want a child, which we'll do. We'll go in some child abductions too later on in the story, because they've
because I was kind of going to like a straight up sci-fi, but then I had to, you know, step back a little bit.
Know, what was the sci-fi part though? Like they fell through a portal,
they glitch in and out of reality. Yeah. I was like, okay maybe they're in their other reality, they're there, but they pop up, pop here, in and out, you know?
But we don't know. Not even science knows, because even scientists are kind of like, man, we don't know where they're coming from.
Yeah, because the thing, like, I knew about the Thunderbird story, but I thought that was like way back, like a long time ago. I didn't know like there's recent sightings, no, like in 2001 and 13.
I think there may have been an even more previous one in 2013. If I'm not actually, no, 2013 is the last one I got. But yeah, so like I said, like the September 25th, 2001, this 19-year-old saw it. Said it had an estimated 10 to 15. Had is flying over Route 119 in Pennsylvania. Says the witness's attention was drawn to the sky by the sound of that resembled like flags flapping in a thunderstorm. Looking up, the witness saw what appeared to be a bird that had a wingspan of an estimated 10 to 15 feet and a head about 3 feet long. It's big as shit.
That's scary. Even when I see those big ass crows like next to me, I'm
They're horrifyingly big too, man.
I'm like, damn, they can,
vultures,
they can buzzards, mess, they can mess me up easily.
Yeah, man. I was at work. It had to be like maybe 3 months ago, but I was inside my building where I work at, and I looked out the front door, and there was like a buzzard just sitting on top of the trash can.
A buzzard,
like a vulture, I guess, like one of them type of creatures. And
just they call them buzzards.
I don't know. I just know they just eat dead things. Oh. I don't know if it's called buzzards or vultures. I don't know shit about birds. I just know like it looked creepy as shit. And like I remember sitting like I'm sitting on a trash can, just chilling, taking a break, but it could see me through the glass. It was tinted glass.
Oh yeah.
But it could tell I was there, and it was kinda like, and never like moved his head. And then but I was watching the whole time and I saw his talons. I was like, man, them fucking things would obliterate me.
Shit.
And this is a bird of that size. Not even close to what we're talking about right now.
Damn. That's just a regular bird.
That was a regular bird. It's a normal bird.
So anything like it's like bigger than that by like let's say 20 times, that's a nightmare.
A horror show, man.
Because I did see like a video clip of a child at a park being picked up by a bird.
I don't mean to laugh at that.
And I just imagine they couldn't pick up speed because the child's like kind of heavy, but the dad was able to run.
Was a big kid?
Run that fast? No, like maybe like 1-year-old toddler.
Oh, okay. I think it was like a. I don't mean like big. It's like I think it's like
the bird.
The bird struggled to pick him up.
Oh yeah, because the weight.
Oh, okay.
But he was still flying. Like, I think if he would have flapped a little more, that kid's gone.
Oh, yeah, that's dinner.
Because all that bird is going to do is take him up and drop him.
Feed you to the kid. Yeah, because they usually drop him from the sky type shit.
Yeah, so they could break the bones, be like...
Yeah, okay, now you ain't struggling no more.
They're not squirming.
Yo, you're moving too much. Oop.
Dad was like, nope.
Yeah, I remember hearing a story about that back in the 90s or maybe early 2000s. It's some town far away from us in the middle of nowhere, like a small town, like near a mountain. There's something like golden eagles were coming out and snatching up kids, and like on the way to school to the bus stop and snatching them up and like they were drop that. Them.
I didn't know there were golden eagles though.
That's what they said.
Like blonde feathers.
Yeah, golden feathers. I don't know. I don't even know what they even look like.
So majestic.
But I'm like, what if it was just them? What if it was a Thunderbird, man?
Shit, like an offspring of a Thunderbird?
Oh, for real.
They give birth to like that. Golden bald eagles.
Oh, man. Super rare.
Shit.
Like holographic.
Worth that Pokeball.
Yeah, I was going to say holographic Pokecard.
Yeah, tie them up.
A Pokemon card. There was more sightings of an incredible creature, most often considered a myth, known as a Thunderbird. Sightings of these gigantic birds, apparently unknown to science, go back hundreds of years and are part of many Native American legends and traditions. They have been blamed for abductions and attempted abductions of small children. So a lot of these tribes out there, the Native American tribes, Their story comes from, like, you know, the Thunderbird being this legendary creature that would fight. Actually, it would, like, be able to, like, you know, its wings would be able to, like, create, like, thunder, and its eyes would create, like, lightning. Like, shoot lightning out of it.
So that's where the origin of the name Thunderbird came from?
Yeah, so it was actually kind of like this this creature that fought, like, sea spirits.
Damn.
Like, these creatures that come out the water, and then it would battle them. So it was like the sky versus the sea.
Oh, Poseidon ass.
Yes, and it would, like, battle them. And then and after they defeat them, that's when they would fly south after it was all over with. After they would basically say it was like a war.
So they would fight like a Gyarados.
Yes.
That'd be like the rare Pokemon, the Albatross one.
Yes.
What they call that? Zoidords?
Oh, I don't know that one.
But it's like a lightning Pokemon bird.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
It's like the mystical Pokemon.
Yes, I know exactly
what you're talking about. One of the mystical ones.
Yes, versus the sea monster.
Yeah, I think they got that origin from probably this story.
Probably. Yeah, it makes sense.
Thunderbird,
straight up, man. Yep. So, lightning and water going at it. The sky and the sea. So, but yeah, and then basically it's supposed to... basically what they would do is they would... it says there's... one of the tribes known as the... excuse me, I'm going to be mispronouncing these tribe names a little bit.
Uh-oh, don't get canceled.
Just stick with me. I don't want to get canceled for this. The OGBWE...
canceled.
Let's go. Let's run with it. It says OGBWE...
Oh, wee wee.
Oh, see? Oh,
I don't know. See? I think the B silent.
OIJBWE. Oh, wee wee?
Yeah.
Ouija. All right. A version of the myth states that the Thunderbirds were created by Nana Bozo, which is basically like this trickster like creature in Native American lore. It could like shape shift, it was genderless, da 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 da, but. Supposedly, it was created by this trickster that's actually supposed to be a hero within Native American mythology.
Hmm.
And he does tricks. Like I said, he's a trickster. Right. Supposedly, he created this bird to fight against these sea spirits, as they refer to them as, that's coming up from the sea.
And I believe it.
It basically beats him back down into the sea.
Right.
And after the war's over with, that's when they fly south. And that's when you start seeing him in, like, where I saw him at, like, in a tree in Georgia when I was a kid. Like, they're kind of like, they finished the battle, now they're flying south to chill, to go on vacation. And every season, they go back up to fight this war again.
Oh, shit. So yeah, it's like an ongoing thing?
Ongoing thing. This is like a season. Like, birds fly south, and then...
okay, so this is probably why, like, people would get, like, just glimpses of them, like...
passing through, yeah. Just passing through. Just cutting through the territory, yeah.
Now, you can tell your story about, like, what you saw...
Yes.
...when you were a child.
All right, so when I was a kid, actually, I saw this bird. The same way, there's another story, too, similar to mine... where a kid, I witnessed it in a tree. But back when I was a kid, say, I don't know, maybe my like early teens.
30 years ago?
Yeah, like 30 years ago when I was a wee little child. No, I was in my parents' backyard at a house. I can't remember what I was doing out there. Probably just, you know, clean up dog shit or whatever. Whatever I was doing out there. Mm. I saw like, I realized this at a young age. Most people never look up into the sky. Like, so much shit be passing by in the sky and we miss it because we're either looking forward or down. And this was the day I realized that, when I saw something in the corner out the corner of my eye. Like, I saw something move, like, high up in this big ass tree like my parents used to have in the backyard. And I looked up at it, and the reason why I saw like something in the tree move is because I saw something like weighing on a branch, and the branch like started dropping.
Yeah.
Because it was too heavy. So that's why something caught my eyes. When I looked up, I saw this big ass bird chilling on the branch. The biggest bird I've seen in my entire damn life. To this day, I've still never seen a bird this big either. And it was all black, and it was just chilling on the branch. And I was looking at it like, holy shit. And I remember like it started picking at its feathers with its beak. It's like, I don't know, it's getting like bugs out. Mm-hmm. But it just started sitting there. But I guess the branch got too heavy for it. So then it took off and started flying. And so just flying away. I was watching. I was like, holy shit. And I went back in the house,
cast a big ass shadow,
you just like blocked out the sun. And then I went inside the house and told my mom, and my mom was like, okay, yeah, whatever, okay, you saw a giant bird.
I mean, why would it be that impossible, right?
I don't know. I've seen weird shit. Like, I one time saw like a Chick-fil-A cow like break dance in the middle of the street in Forest Park.
That is weird.
Well, I've seen like this one dog, like a Labrador retriever, carrying like a bag of McDonald's.
I remember that story.
Yeah, just walking down the railroad tracks.
Yeah.
And I was like, where's he going? And then it's like all neatly rolled up.
I've seen something similar like that too. That's why I was like, what the hell are these dogs doing out here?
And I told my mom, she didn't believe me then. And this is all before I saw the bird.
The story, like, if I had a child, right, and then my kid was saying something that they saw a big ass bird, like, where would, at first my thought be like, where would he even, you know, get the idea to say something like that? So my second thought would be like, oh, he probably did saw something big.
See, and now the average adult would be like, he watches too much anime.
Yeah, like
some bullshit. To like, whatever, kid.
Yeah, watching too much movies and shit.
Put the stupid book down.
Yeah, because I saw this one video clip, right, of this mom playing with her child, and in the background was like a doll, and it was like a prank, right? And the daughter in the back was actually moving the doll, and the boy was like, hey, the doll's moving, and she's like, that doll ain't moving, like, you watching too much movies. Right, and then like she'll look, and then they'll start moving when she look, and then she freak out, and then they start really moving, and then she started to start commanding like Jesus Christ and shit.
Yo,
in the word of the Lord Jesus Christ,
save me.
Oh, I was like, okay, that switched up real quick.
She got desperate. But yeah, exercise this demon.
Yeah, if my kid ever said anything weird like that, I'd be like, yeah, we about to move.
Yeah,
where's the gasoline?
Just burn all this shit.
Where the gas?
No, so after I saw the bird and I told my mom about it, my mom was like, man, whatever. Also, I explained on the show before too. When I was a kid, me and my mom, we used to like dump trash off like side of the roads. We was like these people. We were those degenerates.
Oh, it's the side of the road.
Side of the road or dump, like, and mainly like at one point they started doing fines. We started doing apartment complex dumpsters because my mom was all about like, they trying to charge us for trash. Pay enough in taxes. Why are they trying to charge us for like trash takeout? So at nights we would go out and do trash runs.
Trash runs.
Like at 3:30 in the morning.
That's real, dude.
Straight up, we drive out to like apartment complex, dump trash. And
what's crazy? My dad did that too.
For real?
Yeah. I was like, in my head, I was like, why are you putting trash in the trunk of the car? I didn't ask him, but I was just saying in my head, I was like, why'd you put trash in the back? Like, where are you taking it?
I think more people do it than when really want to admit it. Because you see, like, trash on the side of the road all the time, like couches.
Yeah.
Like, come on, man. Like, figure out a way to get rid of that shit and dumping it. And that's what we used to do. On a morning trash run one time, we would listen to Coast to Coast. That was the only time I would listen to Coast to Coast, mm-hmm. was when we do our trash runs.
Because it's real late in the morning.
It's late in the band, like the crack of, like, not even dawn.
Early morning.
The ungodly hour when nobody's awake and we doing trash runs. And George Norrie was talking about it on that fucking episode. Actually, no, there was a caller that called in. A caller called in and was like,
and they said they saw one, right?
Yes. And my mom was like, what the hell? She turned up the radio and,
that's what you talking about, son.
It was like this most southern white dude on the radio. He's like, I saw this big old bird and this big old tree and like the big old wings. And he described it. And I was like, oh my God. I was like, that's what I saw. My mom just started busting out laughing. She's like, that bird was real. I'm like, what? I'm like, you gonna listen to Coast to Coast over me? Like, I wasn't lying.
Damn.
And then from that day forward, I was like, I knew I saw something.
Damn. Imagine being a kid, right? And then your parents hearing that. You're like, I done told you so.
I told you. My mom was like,
that's what I was saying.
I was like, and that dog carrying the McDonald's bag, that was real too. You didn't believe me about that either. I see weird shit. I'm sorry. I can't help it. I attract the supernatural.
Chris and his stories. His wild stories.
But yeah, no. So that's how I saw it, man. I never forget it. And that shit was big as all hell. That was horrifyingly big. So I remember like, it was flying over me and I was kind of like backing up. So I'm like, man, I don't want him to like fucking nosedive and snatch me up.
He'll
like,
snatch you up so fast.
But mommy! And I'm just gone.
You believe me?
He's like, one shoe just falls to the ground like,
I told you. But speaking of big birds, like I saw a recent video. I just now remembered it. It was like, there's like, I think it's like a NASCAR or some shit. It's like one of those racing things, right? Where like they're showing like the ground movement. It's a nice sunny day, and then a big ass fucking shadow of a bird like just went across over, like the whole field, and then the people are like, what the fuck was that? It was just like, whoosh, like a big ass bird shadow.
It's when everybody go like this, like,
yeah, like
if everybody like ducks down, like, what,
yeah,
the fuck?
Like if it was like a 747, like real close to the ground, because it casted a big shadow, yeah, but it was like a bird shadow, and they're like, what the fuck was that? That's a big ass bird
demon.
Shadow.
Big ass demon.
Would you be like, you would you have to be like closer to the sun to cast a bigger shadow?
I think that if it's further away and it casts a big shadow, that means it's fucking huge.
It's really far up.
It's very far up.
Either it's like really far up there or it's flying like regular height, but it's just a big ass bird.
I mean, to me, I think anything that casts a shadow that big that goes like over, like sweeps over area, it's fucking huge.
Like a plane.
Like a plane. You get all the time with planes. Especially out here, like if you live close to Hartsfield Airport, like how my parents' house is at. All you see is like the sun getting blocked out, like all the time. This plane's flying right in front of it. So yeah, man. I'd have ran for my life. The bird that big, which is like swept over and gave me a shadow like that.
Yeah, like usually, like if I'm like outside, like cutting grass, I will see a couple of like hawks. I can see the shadow, and sometimes like it'll catch me off guard because it looks so big in the grass. And then I will jump, and then I look up like, hey, why are you watching me, man?
Like, I hope you don't think you eat me.
So you ain't gonna eat me. I'm too big. But like still, like why he up there watching me?
I don't know. I don't like that. You ever hear him like, when he screams?
And then I'm thinking it's me, like in like
snatched up
the future. A bird like watching myself from like the top angle.
Oh, you're watching from?
I'm watching like myself.
Watching out for you.
Yeah, because the reason why I think that, because like there's like this one story of this guy, like he went on like a psychedelic like retreat and stuff, and then they put him in a hypnosis, and then he said he saw himself in the back. Like way back then, but as a bird looking at himself in a previous life, like going through like a mountain trail, and he was like the leader, but he was like, it was all snowy and it looked like they're about to give up. And then he saw himself as the bird, and then they saw him look at himself like as the bird, and the bird trying to like encourage him like, hey, you're almost there.
Oh.
Yeah, that's so weird.
Damn. He's like his own guardian. It's incredible.
In chat. You talk about Zapdos being real. Of course, I'm tuning in. Yeah, the Zapdos. That was the name of the Pokemon, huh? The giant Thunderbird.
Oh, yeah. That's that what? Okay, yeah. There
Zapdos.
You go.
Zapdos.
Zapdos.
Oh, excuse me.
Damn. Yeah, I would have never figured that out. My brain is so burnt out from like.
Yeah, so they probably got like the Pokemon lore from that Thunderbird story with the Native Americans. It's Native Americans, right?
Mm-hmm. It's probably like there were a lot of the creatures from Pokemon, like based off of some type of mythology. And
like the Gyarados?
I think Gyarados for sure.
To me, Gyarados is my favorite Pokemon. Just by how it looks and everything. It's a sweet-ass looking Pokemon.
Mine's probably, not Bulbasaur. What's the one with the tank cannon? Like the water?
Bulbasaur,
yeah. Bulbasaur. Because I know I used to play the Pokemon game on Game Boy. Man, had that high-ass defense.
I think it's Bulbasaur.
It's also Squirtle. And why is it becoming...
Blastoise.
Thank you. There you go. Yes. That was my favorite one back in the day because that was the one I had the strongest defense out of any Pokemon. He was so cheap as shit, man.
Blastoise,
man, with them water cannons.
My favorite was like everybody else's favorite, the Charizard. Because I actually had the Pokemon Charizard card.
Yeah.
And I got it on Christmas too. And I was like, what a Christmas this is. And I remember I remember opening the Pokemon pack, and there was a Charizard. I was like, what are the odds? If there is a God.
Thank you, Santa.
Yeah. And then immediately after I got it off from the package, I put it in a thick case. Gold. It's like basically like
plastic shit?
It's like mint, basically, right?
What?
And I kept it in the suitcase, and I left it at my dad's house the whole time in a suitcase. And then when I found out that they're selling for like $10,000 and stuff, I was like, now's the time to cash in.
You sell it?
I went to go get it from my dad's house. I looked at the suitcase, completely empty. I was like, what the fuck happened to all my Pokemon cards?
Who jacked it?
I think I know who, but they probably stole it a long time ago that where I didn't know.
You can't even prove it at this point. It's so long gone. Like,
yeah, I guess they took it a long time ago. It was one of my nephew's motherfucker. But I think he took it at a time where he was just trying to show off to his friends and stuff, but then they probably just threw the card somewhere.
Fucking kids.
Yeah.
Oh my God, man. That's $10,000.
Yeah, and it was like,
holy shit.
It was basically from the package to the thick card holder, and I never touched it again. It was like just one little tiny fingerprint.
Boop. From when you transferred it.
When I transferred from when I opened it, because I already had like a thick case, like just in case I come across something.
Yeah.
Gone.
Damn.
I remember one of my cousins, like, he found out I had one, and then he said, hey, can I borrow it? I'm like, no.
No, man. What kind of...
Like, with your track record? I remember I let him borrow, like, a PS2.
Yeah.
With San Andreas. Never got it back.
Oh, my God. That was a long time ago.
I remember I let him borrow a turntable, the whole turntable with the needles and everything.
Yeah.
So he can do his party. Got it back. It was all broken.
Oh, no.
And he wanted to borrow a Pokemon card. No.
He's like, I'm going to get it one way or another. Either going to let me borrow it,
I'm going to take it. I'm going to find out where you put that. Imagine that, huh? I'll find that when I die, though.
when you get to the other side, they're like, all right,
pull up. Who took my Pokemon card?
Hey, what if you died and you go to the next life and they're like, all right, we're going to show you all the mysteries you couldn't solve. Aliens are real. All the shit that you've always wondered.
But the first thing I asked, like, who took my Pokemon card?
Yeah, this is the first one.
The Charizard. Who took it?
He's like, there was never no Pokemon card. That's going to be the twist.
No.
All right, so let me wrap this up right quick. All right, so the Thunderbird. All right, so in Pennsylvania, May 26, 2013, says two friends were walking through the woods near Brian Athen Castle and were startled by something extraordinary. Oh wait, I read the part. My bad. Says 2013, a resident of Greenville, Pennsylvania, was startled with a giant size of a grayish black creature was seen soaring overhead. At first, they were thinking it was a small airplane or ultralight aircraft. This witness observed the bird for at least 20 damn minutes. That's a long ass time. Shit. Clearly seeing its fully feathered body and confidently estimating its wingspan to be about 15 feet and its body about 5 feet tall. This bird, too, was seen perched on a tree for at least 15 minutes, just like how I saw it. But it wasn't no 15 minutes. It was only maybe a minute I saw it sitting on that tree. But this bird saw it for 15 minutes before taking to the air again and flying off towards the south. Probably just finished a battle and is flying south. They're going on vacation. It says a neighbor of this witness claimed to have seen the creature the next day, described as the biggest bird I've ever seen.
I believe it. That's too many eyewitness.
Man, and I saw it. That shit's real, man. It says Thunderbird has been sighted on numerous occasions. Incredible photography, but as far as like credible photography, video has never been produced. And a specimen has never been killed except for one. So back in the Arizona territory, this is like old school story. Back in like 1890, there was like these two cowboys that was out like hunting and shit. And they saw like this flying creature in the air. And one of the cowboys actually shot it out the air, fell to the ground. And when they took it in to the town, it was basically like this creature that had like no fur on it. And no feathers on it, no nothing. This is all skin and membrane. And so the thing that was kept on record back then, when scientists and people look back on it now, some are saying that they may have been kind of like a pterodactyl or some shit, which ain't even supposed to be alive at all back then. Even in 1890, they weren't even supposed to be
alive. The description sounds like a pterodactyl.
Yeah, because it wasn't like just like, cause, but that's basically what birds are, but with feathers. But this is the one they came across in 1890. Like skinless. Was just skinless, yeah. The OG giant bird.
With the sharp elbows.
Yes, man. With the little pointy ass elbows.
For aerodynamic purposes.
Yes, man. So it's going to be like sleek and just fly.
I could go twice as high.
Take a look.
It's in a book.
Reading Rainbow. So they also
he's still alive, right?
Yeah, he's locked there. Yeah.
That's what's up.
I follow him on Twitter. He's funny.
Don't take my word for it.
So abductors of children. So there were kids that have been snatched up by these things. It says a 10-year-old Marlon Lowe and his mother, Ruth Lowe, claimed to that one of the two large black birds with 8-foot wingspans tried to carry Marlon off in his claws Monday evening in Lawndale, Illinois. Although several bird experts say that no bird native to Illinois could lift a 70-pound child, Ms. Lowe says that Marlon was carried 20 feet before the bird was like, fuck it, and then dropped him.
He's struggling too.
Yeah, he was like kicking and punching and shit, and he's like, okay, you know what? You're not worth it, and then dropped his ass.
Damn.
20 feet. That's a still big drop for a kid, but.
But the fact that he was like 70 pounds and the bird just yanked him up?
He's like, oh man, you eat too many fucking pudding pops. Just let's go. The kids eat that. I don't know.
You build like a linebacker.
Why you build like a deep fridge? Oh fuck!
Wide body.
You fucking 8-year-old just drops his.
Yeah, his big ass. I think he had to drop him because he was just too feisty. You know.
He's like, you know, you're not even worth it. I'm gonna find like a weaker kid.
Yeah, kidnap someone that's more vulnerable, like easy, like easily. You know,
they're not gonna fight back.
Give up easy.
Oh, well, I guess I'm food. Just get carried off.
Yeah.
Don't even fight.
If you pick me up, you're like, right, this is it. You're like, all right, this is it. No point fighting now.
No, this is it.
But they pick up the black kid.
Motherfucker.
I wish you would.
She would be eating it. He probably ate the bird, the black kid.
They probably drop him off 5 feet.
You know what? It's
like the bird's like, nah, fuck it.
You know what? I don't want this.
Pick up, drop off.
Here's your kid back. He's getting on my fucking nerves, man. He's trying to fight me.
On that sugar rush high.
So they had one story back. Some 42-year-old, 42, some 40-pound, 5-year-old girl who was also snatched up back in 1932.
Damn.
Says the creature carried her for about a good distance and then wound up dropping her. But he dropped her off like more than a mile away. I guess he was like, she's not worth it. And just dropped the kid off gently. Just dropped the kid off a mile away. But back in 1838, another 5-year-old girl was snatched from the slope of the Swiss Alps where she was playing by a ledge. And unfortunately, the girl did not survive the ordeal because she was badly mutilated and her body was actually discovered 2 months later. So the bird, actually, sometimes they do successfully get the kid, fly off, eat him.
Drop him off at like super high.
I guess they was like, one story is where the last one I was reading, where the girl they dropped off a mile away. When they found the girl, she wasn't on the ground, mind you. I forgot to mention that part. What I was explaining before, the girl that got dropped off a mile away, she actually got dropped off on the edge of a cliff.
Oh.
I forgot to mention that part. She wasn't on the street ground level when he, like, okay. He got to a mile and, like, you know, fuck it. She was
still alive, though.
Yeah, but they got the kid. Yeah. Mm. So that was like in 1932, and this one in 1838. This is where the girl actually got snatched up and they found her body like near a nest with like goat bones and all this other stuff. But yeah, she got obliterated. She probably got fed to the kids, I'm assuming.
Damn, that's a painful way to die, huh?
Man, it's a horrible way to go out, man. I would have jumped out that fucking nest. Actually, it might have been too late.
Yeah,
you probably got just like dropped in and you're like, oh my God, oh fuck.
Yeah, I think
baby birds are pecking me.
Yeah, I think he probably dropped her body like really high. So where her body get mangled, she died, and then she got picked up again, and then probably put into the feeding chamber.
Yeah, because they're like, man, you ain't gonna be fighting my babies. I'm gonna just like tender up this meat.
Yep.
Don't need you.
With those spy fingers,
with your thumbs, you ain't gonna beat us with your thumbs.
Oh, you can tie a knot. Yeah, you're a danger to our species.
You think you're better than us? Oh, you can shoot a gun? Okay. Yeah, well, I'll just drop your ass. You ain't got wings. It's like they know, man. They know we can't fly.
They know.
Otherwise, they wouldn't do it.
That's why they'd be watching us from the sky.
Look at him.
Ka-ka-ka.
With your wingless ass.
I'll snatch you up right now if I got permission.
Looking like a whole nugget. Look like a McDonald's nugget.
I get permission to pick up this young Asian man. Negative, sir.
Look like a McDonald's nugget with a backpack on. Little kid. Gonna gobble you up.
Take them toes out first.
The toes?
Get the toes. If I was a bird.
Go for the feet.
Go for the toes.
But yeah, that's it for my bird story. The Thunderbird.
Bird with a fetish.
Yeah. Is it for Thunderbird?
I don't have a feet fetish, by the way. Like, if they're like alluding to that?
No, I really wasn't. Boy. I was moving past it.
So maybe I do now. No.
You know what, maybe? You know what?
Hide your feet.
Oh, man.
I got to take a leak, and then when we get back, I'll start on my story.
All right.
And we're back. What's up, Stu Jersey?
Stu, what's good, bro? All
right, next story for the night. All right, so a woman lost over $300,000 by a man pretending to be God. So a man in Spain is on trial for allegedly scamming an elderly woman out of over $300,000 by posing as God.
Oh.
The case started in 2013 when the suspect called a victim. Her name was S. Pernarza. He said he was like a supreme being. And I guess like she believes him so much, like she started sending him all this money.
Damn. Okay, Zaddy.
Yeah.
Damn.
She believed like the caller was God due to her previous experience of being made a saint by the Virgin Mary. So him posing as God, he was able to convince her, like promising her like a afterlife somewhere. But he was like, make sure you deposit it to the bank, to the Bank of Heaven.
Just send it to my Cash App. And then,
yeah, he called the Bank of Heaven for better returns and a heavenly benefit.
Oh my God! How old is she?
She's old. She's an elderly woman.
Damn.
I think nowadays, like scammers, they've probably been doing this a long time ago, But the main people that they're trying to scam is old people.
Yeah.
They can get them so easy.
Straight up. You got to watch. Hey, my parents ain't the age. I'm like, I got to watch what they do on the internet.
Yeah.
Like, just be careful. Let me know before y'all do anything.
Right. Like if someone say, hey, you won like 200,000 sweepstakes. Like you can pick it up here. Sign your name and give me all your information.
Oh, that sounds like something my dad would fall for. Straight up. That's a,
yeah, my dad too.
It happens, man. As you get the age, you're like, oh, you're not going to get this deal for this. Da, 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 da. I'm like, don't give him any information at all.
Stop. Give you, how much are your Social Security? Just half. Okay, stop. Don't tell him the rest of the numbers. Stop right there.
Sorry, don't tell him the last four. God, please don't.
9507.
You're like, got it.
Oh, but man. Yeah, like what's crazy is that she scammed her of over 300,000. So, you know, she was loaded with money. I mean, as an elderly woman.
Yeah, man, if you're doing that, yeah.
And, you know, you're straight edge. Everything is with the Lord and stuff. Like, you probably save a bunch of money.
Probably. Damn, it fell for us. And it easy fell for scam. A scam,
yeah.
Easy scam, too. You know what? I wonder when we get older, us millennials, will these scams work as good as they do now? Because these seem to be working on people who come from an era way before the internet came out. Where us, we kind of like, we're more familiar with these fucking scam shit, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah, but they were born like in an era where if you're like a voice of authority, they would trust you a whole lot more.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
You know, like us, like the news or if somebody who was like a professional or they sound professional on the phone, how they talk, how they communicate. They'd probably eat that up a lot more as being something like, you know, as like you know,
a true source of trust. Did they say how he contacted her or like
I think by phone.
Damn.
So the alleged swindler, they said they were doing it all over the phone. Yeah.
Okay. I was thinking of email. I'm like, damn, she believed the email? But even the phone, that's man. Some people, you gotta watch some of these older folks, man. You gotta, because they will,
they'll give them their whole life savings,
and it makes because it makes sense for them to go after them because young people are fucking broke. You don't really start like maybe cashing in benefits until you get older. You start reaping rewards like selling a house, yeah, that's retiring.
That's why they wouldn't be a target.
Yeah, young folks, we're not really a target for this shit. You want to go for older people that amass some type of wealth throughout the decades, and
World War II money.
Yeah, man. Yeah, that Great Depression money. So, you know what I'm saying?
Baby boomer money.
The boomer money. Yeah, man. See, they can't do that with millennials because we're going to be broke. You ain't going to scam none of us.
Take what, huh? Right? What you want, my Cortez?
You want to be a broke scammer? Because that's what you're going to be. Oh, yeah.
Wasting time.
Yeah, they're not going to be able to survive when we get older. So.
But then they would be the one become the scammers.
They got me, yeah. Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. I can see that, baby. So they're gonna become the scammers themselves, and then they're gonna scam themselves. I guess.
I don't know. damn, I had something in my head.
Something deep.
Well, damn it, it's gone though. But
slip through your fingers.
Something to do with old people.
Yeah, stay off the internet. That's what. Here's a tip. Have somebody chaperone you when you go to the internet.
Why I'm scared for these old people when they're on the internet.
Social media.
Because you see, like, you know, like, when you're opening email, like, you get, like, this surprise, like, hey, you want a sweepstake or whatever. I would think, like, what the old people would probably buy that.
They do.
Yeah.
I remember I heard my dad say something one time. My dad's not just reaching the point of being old age. He's at the early stages of it. And my dad opened up an email one time. I was like, hey, guys, he said something about, like, some kind of cruise trip through email or something. He's like, yeah, all I got to do is pay like this amount a month and da-da-da. I'm like, what website you get this from? I just got through my email. Don't touch nothing. Don't do anything else, first of all. Just
stop.
Just
get some help.
Don't. Fuck. Don't trust anything in email. Because I know some people, they be thinking, what's my email? So if they have it. Because I don't think they realize how much they give up information. They give up, like, do you accept cookies? Yeah, sure. Do get
cookies?
I love cookies. Except, like, you know, I think they just pump so much information out there, they don't realize their email's compromised.
Ours are already compromised too.
Yeah, ours are too. But we know what to not to fucking follow in our email.
We don't play along.
Man, no, I go with emails that I know, like, either tied to my bills and shit that I know. Not so. Hey, you just won a sweepstakes? Like, what? I didn't even sign up for this. That's why, like, would I believe?
Stu says, did you guys see the rap scammer song was on social this week? No, I didn't see that.
Rap Scammers song.
What was it? Like, they did like a rap song to get you to like send you money?
I don't know. I'm kind of curious. I actually want to look that up. Right, Rap Scammer song. But nah, yeah, couple of weeks I've been avoiding the news, honestly. Somebody just might have been. Oh, no, I don't see it.
Yeah, but like if this guy, if he's like guilty, he's gonna get like at least minimum 8 years in prison for impersonation of the Lord.
That old lady pirate is like, why would you lock up God? She's still using God.
Yeah, what's crazy is like maybe like it showed up on her phone, caller ID, is it God or something? Mm-mm. But he was probably like able to get inside her phone.
It'd been different if this man showed up like in a corner of her bedroom at night and was standing in the corner. Like she woke up like, oh my God, like I'm God. And then he just kind of like did some like.
I would never believe that, even if it was a ghost. Is he even able to? I was like, I wouldn't do that. Like waste all
he showed his to whole me.
Divine energy and everything.
For you?
Just to be like, I'm God. Like, no, I don't even think it's like that. It's not even. It's not like an individual thing.
Yeah. I think people who be thinking that God visits them, and specifically them, and they hear the word of God, or whatever, I think there's like a level of narcissism to it. Like, what makes you think you're so special?
Right. I almost was there, too.
Like, billions of us on this planet. Yeah. They come to you personally?
Yeah.
You going to save humanity?
Point, yeah, I was at the point where they're like, you are God. And then I was like, wait a minute.
What you trying to tell me?
So you're trying to say this whole time. You know, I was thinking, like, I've been working like this, but why would God be working like this, you know? But then, like, I was hearing, like, a whole bunch of other people tell a similar story where, you know, like, they were, like, a God and stuff. Then everything started to click. I was like, oh, we are all a part of it.
Yes.
Like, we're all a part of the whole thing. All like, we're all little pieces of it.
Like a web.
I'm like, okay, it makes sense because everybody got, like, the same storyline. It's almost like, you know, when we were born. Like in our DNA, it was encoded like, you know, like a God code, like the divine creator. It was somewhere encoded in your brain. Because how are everybody else like reaching to the same thing? Like whenever they're doing like a psychedelic or something.
Yeah, the same conclusion. Like how we all meet on the same.
It catches me off guard. What's up, stunt man? He said, what'd you think about the lady who was kidnapped after seeing a toddler on the highway?
Man, how y'all be coming across these stories? I missed this one. Did you hear about this?
Nah, but I could see them doing stuff like this, like using kids as a form of like
bait.
Oh. Right. And then maybe this one, they're using the toddler as a bait like, to get kidnapped. Like speaking of toddlers, right? Like I was just out on the road today. And then, you know, you see those people on the side of the road saying, hey, like I'm a mother of two. Like, you know, I'm hungry. I need money. And then you see like the stroller on the side. And the kid's out there just burning out in the sun asking for money. And I'm thinking, like, is this a scam? Or they're using the kids as, like, a form of, like, playing on human emotions and empathy. Oh,
because they know people are going to stop and help, man. It's right. Like when you see somebody with a flat tire. But, oh, man, fuck that shit. I used to be on that type of, I'll help somebody on the side of the road. But fucking people getting murdered doing that shit, too. Like, not all the time. But, you know, it's like, them traps be set for a reason, man.
Yeah.
I'm good, but I keep it rolling.
Yeah, then when I see the people that's out there like using their kids as like a form of like leverage to get money.
I don't like that shit either.
And then like later I found out like so a lot of it, of course, it was fake. Like, but then the fact that they use their kids, like in other countries, like Asian countries, they use their kids as a form of bait to get like more people to donate.
Yeah.
But absolutely. Then what I found out, like when the kids always like laid out ice cold. They were drugging the kids. Before they went out on the streets, like making them all slumped over
like and asleep. Hungry, type, famished, or whatever.
Well, like, it just looked like they're just laid out, passed out. But they would give them, like,
they're dying! Look at them!
Yeah, it's like, he's hungry, he's sleepy, like.
He needs booze! I mean, he needs milk!
And then people would feel sorry, and then they would give money.
I can see that.
But then I found out they were drugging their own kids before they went out to do their shift.
The true homeless people are the ones who are solo to me. Those are the ones that are like. To me, dusty.
A true homeless, you don't see them first. You smell them first.
Yeah.
That's a true homeless.
The smell lingers, too.
You'd be like, that's a real one.
Why is it working?
You don't have to look.
Ever. You just know. You just like, oh, yeah. It smells like grilled cheese. No. I don't know. I'm being kind. I don't know what the fuck.
That's very kind.
Sulfur. I don't know what this.
That's very kind.
Because I remember when I used to work at Pawsion Library, and at the end of the day, after all, especially during the winter, because that's where all the homeless people would go inside the library to stay warm. When they would leave at the end of the day, the smell would just hang in there. First of all, the air would feel thick.
Ooh.
Because it was all like doors and closed. The heat's going on in the library.
Ooh.
And it would just sit. You're like, oh, man. No.
You can almost slice it with a knife. Dude. The smell is so strong.
You gotta go like through this, through the room. Like, you're like, fucking, gotta swim through it.
I remember I was on a train one time, and somebody took a dump on the train. A fresh one. Fresh dump. Cause I
pinched a loaf.
And then I went in there. I was like, where is this coming from? I looked everywhere. And then everybody's looking everywhere too. And I'm like, where's this shit at? Like, where is it? And then people started like getting the chapstick out, right? And then putting the chapstick on their upper lip.
Yeah.
So they can only smell the
chapstick.
That's all,
yeah, that's how it works. That's the secret.
So strong, dude. It's almost like I was trying to breathe like a little bit. And then I exhaled through my mouth. Yeah, so I could barely, because it was too strong. Yeah.
But is it, I know what you're saying. Like, it's like, inhaling that,
real
blown
quick.
Out.
Like, I don't.
But then I think about, like, damn, blowing it on my tongue. That's what I be thinking about. Like, damn, just a little bit.
It's so strong. It's so strong. It's like someone took a shit on your face. It's like that.
That malnutritious shit.
Yeah, and it's like 120 degrees. It's like that. I was like, damn.
God damn, man.
12 more stops.
This shit smells like two. This boo boo. This boo boo smells like 211. Jesus.
Yeah, mixed with like cayenne pepper.
Oh, so I found in the story that
Stu was talking about.
Yeah, but the girl that got abducted. No, the
rapper scam.
No.
Oh, stuntman.
Yeah, it was. Oh, sorry. Yeah, it was stuntman was saying about the girl that got kidnapped. Yeah, I just found the story
after seeing a toddler on the highway.
Yes, it says search underway for woman possibly abducted while trying to help a child. Oh man, got to the story right quick.
Run it.
Says an Alabama family is praying the safe return of 25-year-old. Carly, in quotes, Nicole Russell, after a woman went missing late Thursday night in Hoover, Alabama. According to Hoover police, Russell called their 911 center around 9:30 p.m. July 13th. She was reported seeing a toddler on the side of an interstate. Oh, this is some low shit, man. Using kids as bait. On the side of Interstate 459 near mile marker 11. After speaking to 911, family says she stopped to check on the child while on the phone with her sister-in-law. Says that in the process, at some point, she got out of the car and her daughter-in-law could hear her asking if the child was okay. The child did not respond, or at least the girl on the phone didn't hear the child respond over to the phone. And that's when she heard the daughter Carly scream basically from inside. She wasn't hearing the noise to the phone. I heard like a scream, and then when they went out there, they basically couldn't find a girl or the baby.
Damn, that's so dirty.
Yeah, they weren't able to find her or the child. That's fucking scary as shit.
Stu says she showed up at her mom's house 48 hours later.
Oh, so she's alive? Okay. Mm. Well, that's good. All right, then that's it for that story. She's good. What was the baby then?
What baby? Speaking of like kids, you know about that movie that just came out? It's called Something Freedom.
Oh my god, yeah, I heard about
that. About trafficking.
Yeah, the sex trafficking shit in Colombia.
I think that shit is big right now. Like I think the whole like child pedophile ring is coming down like where nobody can stop them now.
It's big. I remember I saw an ad about it a couple months ago, and I saw this dude on Twitter. He like claimed, like, well, he didn't claim. He was saying on Twitter, like in the comments, saying that he said, man, this story's not real. It's connected to like QAnon, and this guy was actually a lie. And so, because the situation actually did happen, but the guy, the main character of the movie, he was like some kind of like, there was like some kind of government operation of actually them trying to do it, from what I was reading about. And the main character of this movie, he was like kind of like this vigilante trying to do it himself. And he kept interfering in the investigation. He got like locked up while trying to interfere in the investigation, trying to save these kids. I heard the movie was like kind of embellished, like he made it sound like he saved the day. But it was a dude out there actually trying to help these kids though. But he was interfering in like
the whole thing is real, like the whole situation. It's not like, it's like anybody can say like something like that easily, you know, to put all that under the rug. Because if you think about like if something like that is able like globally, you can do this globally, right?
Yeah.
To where like people like in high position of power able to get away with this. You would think like of course they would do anything to try to downplay like what's actually going on with the whole human trafficking of kids. Mm-hmm. Because you heard about like what Mel Gibson is doing, right? He's releasing like a 4-piece series of the whole allegations on Hollywood and how like the backgrounds of what they've been doing this whole time with the whole child pedophilia stuff. Mm. He's gonna expose the whole thing like in the four episode series. And I'm like, damn, Mel Gibson is doing that? But then if you backtrack it to like what Mel Gibson was saying before, like when he first got into Hollywood, he was saying like, damn, like this whole Hollywood thing is almost like one of those things that you wouldn't believe is true. Because everybody in Hollywood is doing like what he thought would be like, you know, one of the most evil shit ever. Mm-hmm. But when he was actually in Hollywood and he's seeing this happen, he's almost like, hey, is this real life, you know? Like, what the fuck is going on? Like, these people are supposed to be people you, like, respect and stuff, but, like, they're the one actually involved in, like, these crimes against, like...
Exploiting kids.
And then,
man, for sure. No, Hollywood's, like, a horrible place for it. That's why you see them kids turn out crazy.
Yeah, and the whole thing, like, with Jared Footlong, him being, you know, a part of this whole... Like, he's just, like, a little piece of it, and then he got caught. Like, Jared, the subway guy... Mm-hmm. If you look at the documentary with him and how he was messing with these kids, I think that the company knew, the big guys that knew that like, he was a part of this, he had like this kid fetish thing, right? I think they knew about that too. And they allowed it to happen. They paid for everything for him to travel. You think
Subway knew about it?
I think they might have knew about it. That'd you know, be because
crazy if they did. I'm not saying that I don't believe like, it. I'm not saying I don't believe it, but that'd be insane if they kind of knew he had his...
Yeah, because he was almost like the most innocent guy to where you can actually get shit passed through him because he was also like kind of like the guy in the middle that was actually getting connections on like children too, you know?
Yeah, he had access to a lot of kids, man. I didn't even know. First of all, that's such a weird thing.
He created like his own network and shit. Yeah, that actually doing it.
Contact with the kids of these parents. It was weird.
Yeah, so yeah. I think like once the people that were already doing it knew that Subway Footlong guy was doing that shit, they're like, oh, okay, we got another one. Let's try to help him out as much as we can, like, in the background without actually being, like, you know, like, let him try to expose get away as much as we can until he gets caught on his own. You know, because it's helping out, like, the elites, too. Like, okay, we got connection.
Everybody's eating Subway and trying to lose weight.
Yeah, then he's doing like, his world tour, like, going to all these schools and stuff. Damn. He got caught up when he hit up, like, the wrong little girl and stuff, whispering in his ear.
Did you see the one on Hulu where it talked about how he met a lady and he went on a date with her and, I can't remember if she was, like, a school superintendent or something. Anyways... He wound up getting access to her child because, first she thought he was into her, and then kind of found out he just wanted to get close to her daughter or something like weird stuff. But over time, she started finding out he had like these weird like fetishes, and then over time, like he started confessing like he liked kids and shit too, and some wild. It's on Hulu. Yeah, Jared, it's on Hulu. It's like a miniseries. It's actually I can't remember. It was a while since I've seen it. So
yeah, Jared, he's super weird. Like it got to the point where everywhere. Like I heard like Jared, he was like, you know, he couldn't get his rocks off, so he had people do like weird shit for him because, you know, he has a lot of money, so he would pay people to do stuff. So one of the things that I heard he was doing, he was paying like some lady to have sex with like a dog and stuff and have her record it, and he would pay her like every session like $500 just for her to have sex with like an animal.
Here's
$500. And then like, here's $1,000 for having sex with a horse because horses are hard to come by. You know, like he would pay people because he would like watching them get like, you know, the whole bestiality thing. And this is like the Footlong guy, man. Like, $5 Footlong. And then,
he's like, you know how much this horse costs? You better.
Yeah. And then like, he got in contact with one of the ladies where he brainwashed her so bad, right? Like he would brainwash her to the point where, he said he would give her like $500 every time she had sex with like a stranger off of Craigslist. So she would put on a post, you know, like putting her information on Craigslist to have sex and stuff. And then every time like a guy would pay to have sex with her, she'd make sure she recorded and then send it to Jared. Jared would pay her $500. And then she would constantly have sex with a bunch of strangers just for Jared to see her, like, you know.
Just get boned out.
He got off of that. And then,
that's some cuck shit.
Yeah, like if Jared, he.
I want to see that Footlong on you.
Damn, he's still alive too.
Yeah, yeah, he is, man.
He's about to get out though.
No, he ain't. He got stabbed up a couple years ago. I remember he got beat up in prison.
Pedophile prison.
Yeah. Oh, what's it? What's that one dude who just got a? I can't remember the guy. Sorry. What are you saying? There's other pedophile just got beat up in prison recently. I forget his name. He was the
R. Kelly.
No. Worse than R. Kelly. This way worse. What the fuck? Not Sandusky. What the fuck's his name? Whatever. He was involved in that scandal where all them gymnastic girls went through.
Olympics.
He was like their physician or whatever, and he was like molested like hundreds of girls. He got like 3 life sentences or something like that, like something insane. Like he would never leave fucking prison ever. But they had just found the other day he just got stabbed in prison like 10 fucking times.
Like, did he die?
He lived, but I guess they had him like. It sounded like he was in general population, but the dude who molested all these girls, including Simone Biles, she was one of the girls too, one of like the bigger known gymnastic girls. She was molested by him too. Like they said, like in the thousands.
Damn,
he molested girls in the thousands because he been doing it for like 30 years or something like that.
They asked him, "Do you like your job?" "Yes, I love my job."
Oh, more than you know. And so he was doing this to all these girls. And so recently, like last week, there's like some kind of volleyball game, females volleyball game playing in like in prison, not like over the television. And I guess he made a comment. Somebody like one of the prisoners overheard him say like some kind of like comment about like yeah like about how sexy they were, but they were like teenage girls.
And it was all recorded.
No. But this is eyewitnesses. One of the prisoners heard him say it, and supposedly another prisoner heard him say it too. But hey, somebody heard him say some wild shit about like fucking kids, that's when they kind of put two and two together. Like, oh, he's the guy that did all that shit with them girls, and
damn.
Somebody 10 times like stabbed him in the neck and shit.
Well, good thing he didn't die. He get the.
Yeah, that's all. That's all I was like too. I was like, oh, did he make it? I was like, yes. Keep him there some more. There we go.
Let him heal up for another day.
Turn him into a pin cushion.
Put him back in the pin. Stu says, you guys need to watch Sean Ryan's show. He interviewed the biggest hacker that exposes those weird people who go after kids.
As far as like the...
Yeah, I would think like hackers and stuff, they would be... Because the way they're doing this whole child pedophilia stuff now is all through the internet, of course. But I heard like one of the things that they were doing, they were actually using Instagram to give out like code of like, okay, we got like a child for you. Because, these pedophiles, they're running a whole bunch of like code accounts and stuff.
Yeah.
But they would see posts where they, the post is like coded. Like coded meaning like, okay, it's like just a teddy bear with like a handcuff on. Like, anybody looking at that be like, oh, okay, well, that's weird, cute, weird, whatever. But
it's art.
We wouldn't know the meaning unless you're a part of that group.
Yeah. It's like they're passing off a secret code.
Yeah, it'd be like when they see it, they'd be like, oh,
wink, wink.
Oh, there's a Chris available, black young male, 12 years old, a lefty.
I was like, oh, my favorite.
Oh. We got a unicorn. We got a unicorn. Because, lefties, righties, different. Like, yeah. they jack off with the left hand.
It's very different.
Yeah, I guess it feels different.
I'm an ambidextrous, we call it.
Yeah.
I've tried both. It is different.
I tried both. Like, my right hand, not too good.
This don't feel right.
I was like, clock out. You did your best.
Take a break. I won't put you on the bench.
Left hand is like veins popping out.
It's go time. It's like all gripped up. It's go time.
Yeah.
It is different though.
So you like we just went to a whole different.
We did.
See, but we turned like light into like a story that's pretty grim.
Yeah. Pedophilia, and we talking about jerking off. It was a nice transition.
I don't know. We might get hurt, huh?
We probably will. Don't ever run for anything. Ever. Sean Ryan, I never even heard of that guy.
But sounds like a football player where they got two first names.
Yeah.
Ryan Christopher. Like, damn.
I was like, okay, shit. All right, so
yeah, that's it with that story with the lady she got jipped.
All right.
300K.
Do you want to take a quick break right quick?
Quick and break.
We'll be right back.
Ex Navy SEAL, be right back. And we're back.
Yes, sir.
Chris, you got another story?
I do. Let's talk about some AI shit in Hollywood. Because this writer's strike is hitting some new
So now it's like it's an actor strike too, right?
It's actor strike. Yeah, striking actors say Hollywood studios want to perpetually use AI generated replicas of actors for one day's pay. So
like their likeness.
Yeah, their likeness. So actors in the background of all these movies, which is how a lot of people start off in Hollywood, chilling in the background, and eventually they kind of want to keep going forward and eventually end up in the industry as a serious actor. Like I heard recently where Ben Affleck and Matt Damon, that's how they started off as background actors and eventually just working their way into the industry. And now here they are, successful as shit in their crafts and all that. So what Hollywood is trying to do is they're trying to pay background actors and actresses just to get their likeness of their faces. They're going to pay them like maybe, from what I heard, is like 300 something bucks, maybe a little bit more, whatever, just to get their likeness. But then they fill out a contract saying that, hey, we have your likeness forever. And so in backgrounds and movies now, they will just start using AI generated faces to just fill in who we need in the background. And instead of having to constantly keep paying background actors,
it's just like that Black Mirror episode.
Man, this came out at a weird time from when.
Yeah, where they used Salma Hayek's face.
Yes, her fine ass. Boy, I was like, hey. Yeah. So this show got better. She showed up.
Yeah, they used her face. Like, she's not even acting. They just use like her face likeness and then plaster it on like whatever AI generated like movie
reality scene. Show, the hell they was doing. Yeah.
And then this was crazy. It's like, you know, Salma Hayek, she's just sitting on her couch the whole time. And she could probably be collecting like a paycheck meanwhile, but they're doing God knows what to her character. So it looks like it's actually happening to her, but it's just happening to the AI character. But it looks exactly like her.
But apparently she felt like a contract at some point saying they could use a likeness and anything they want to use. And they got a whole database. In fact, they're collecting it on everybody. I think it was in Black Mirror. They're collecting on regular people.
Yeah, like,
we ain't even in the industry, they was collecting that shit.
You don't even know what you signed up
on. Don't even know, man. You could have been signed off on some, like, cell phone contract. Like, accept all.
Because, like with Instagram and TikTok and all these social media, like, you know, when you click agree, you don't even know what you're even agreeing to.
Not
like,
anybody.
Let's say they're like, all right, we're able to collect data from you. And then on top of that, like, collect anything, like, they see from you, like, with the camera on.
Photos and look at you.
Hey, we're able to use it any way we want, right? You give us that permission? Agree.
Sure, whatever. I'm not trying to read all this. Nice. And that's why cops are able to grab any type of shit they want from these social media websites, because they're kind of like the new deputies of the internet. They're kind of like, hey, yeah, well, police want some information, we will just hand it over to them. No, you signed up for it. This is what you wanted. You said we can do it.
Yeah.
You don't fall afraid of all your damn information.
Yeah. Stu says they can frame you for a crime. Remember a few years ago with deepfakes? Yeah, that's like another thing. That's where it's gonna get like so complicated to where, you know, like let's say you're being framed for something, right? They could actually use your face to put it in a crime scene. Meanwhile, you're just at home watching Netflix and shit.
Yeah.
But you have to prove that you're at home watching Netflix, because there's footage of you at 2 a.m. at a bar doing God knows what, and then they have you for that crime, your face, everything. It all checks out. The court is like, but then you're like, no, I've never been to that bar.
I
wasn't
there. I don't even know about it. Well,
so now this is going to get into like one of those zones where we can't tell no more what's real and what's fake.
No, we're into it now.
So like the best thing is like just think everything is fake now, you know, because like if you think it's real, like, okay, now you have to prove that it's real now. Like everything, like even with the whole UFO stuff.
Yeah, you have to prove beyond a reasonable doubt, because as of right now, you look guilty.
Yeah, so we're living in the age where it's going to be so confusing where you can't even prove real or fake anymore.
Man.
Even your own story.
All that shit. All that. I can't prove it.
Yeah, that's why I was thinking, like, well, you know, like with all these smart devices around my house and stuff, like with the cameras and stuff.
Yeah.
This is like my safe barrier to know, like, okay, Billy Waters was at home at this time,
because track he
was
all already, my movements.
Yeah, he was on camera this time. Thermostat caught him on this time. You know, like, that was like my safety, like, just in case someone tries to
check my shit, like, see where I was at.
Yeah, like, oh, you did a murder. Like, no, I didn't. Like, go check with Amazon. I was out here. I was inside the house. Like, if you didn't see me, you were something on camera leaving.
But that's the world we live in, man. We live in this world where, kind of like, what was that book? 1984, just talking about how which I, honestly, I never read a book. I only read like parts of the book. I never read the entirety, but how basically they do like a self-policing, where it's kind of like, hey, instead of committing crimes, we'll know if you committed crimes, so you better have proof that you never committed crime. And the way you do it is kind of like self-policing, like, hey, I'll say like, okay, well, you guys said I was at this location at this time committing this murder, but at this time I was actually on Facebook. So was I murdering a bunch of people? I was on Facebook. So it was like tracking everything. Mm. All that shit you can do.
But now, still would say like, let's say like you get a hack and they wipe out your whole hard drives and stuff, or
fuck,
everything that links you to like you being here, like hard evidence, but it's gone, it's wiped.
Then it's a conspiracy. That's when it's like conspiracy level, yeah, after
to
that.
Like, to like prove that you were home, because we don't have no like, you know, hard data that you were home. Like, do you have video? Like, no, it got wiped. How convenient.
How convenient.
All now, of a sudden, now show the footage.
All of a sudden.
Show the footage, Becky. And the Becky has footage of you like doing like a fucking crime.
Ain't even you.
Not even you, but it look exactly like you.
Damn. Y'all should watch Mission Impossible, the new one. There's a scene in the airport where they was messing around with the face recognition face thinking thing or whatever.
Yeah.
And how it was like removing people's faces and then replacing it like to...
Damn.
Like
a fingerprint.
Could like trick people, because the cameras are how you track people now. That shit is like the ultimate tracking device. You cameras everywhere and facial recognition, which is, they say they're trying to like clean it up or whatever, but that's the biggest way to catching people, like facial recognitions and shit. And in the movie, the new Mission Impossible, well, Tom Cruise, his people figured out a way to like where they was making his face appear on other people's faces when he was looking at the security cameras. Like, no, he's right there. No, he's in this camera. How is he all these other different places? But he figured out a way to hack it, but then the AI figured out how to get through that shit. That's all. It didn't even matter.
Yeah, it's going to be a point where we can't fight AI no more.
Man, we can't, man. It's either we need to put regulations on this shit and try to control it, or it's too late.
It might be too late.
I think it's far too late. They've been working on shit with AI, what, since the 70s? Yeah, we done.
Because I think like we got to the point where we like it more, like with them around.
Because it makes things easier.
Yeah, for everybody. Yeah, it's too late. Even Stu says it's too late.
It's far too late.
Yeah, they got us. They got so they're just collecting data as we speak right now. Like,
I'm telling you, this is like the perfect storm. This is like with climate change and AI rising up. AI is gonna be like, I'm doing the calculations. Humans are causing climate change. The only way we can slow it down, cut human population.
Yeah.
Boom. Yeah, and it's gonna start fucking just offing us.
There's actually like a new movie. It's called like The Creator. Mm. That's coming out later, and it all has to do with like AI, like figuring out like, hey, humans are the one that's like a problem to this earth.
Of course.
So they detonated like atomic bomb.
Dude, they're gonna be robots and machines will be fine. They can survive that radiation, right? Shit.
Yeah, look up The Creator. Watch that trailer. That shit is
The Creator.
It's pretty good, man.
It's is one it of new? Those,
yeah, it's new. It haven't came out yet.
I'm on The Creator.
Is that it for that story?
Yeah, that's it. Oh, 2023.
I got another story.
All right.
Alright, so a mysterious creature resembling a mermaid found in Australia. I wish I would have got the picture because it was so good.
What would it look like?
It looked like a big ass creature with a whole torso skeleton, but then it looks like a mermaid style body.
Oh.
But then the head looked like a human head, like the skull. I was like, shit, that kind of resembles a mermaid. And I saw it, and it's legit, like it's a real photo. I don't think anyone had that amount of time to get something like that, you know, detailed and. Like, for what, you know?
Yeah, no.
I don't even think you even get paid for that.
Nah, I can't see it happening.
All right, so Australian woman, her name is Bobby Lee Oates.
All right.
Discovered remains of a mysterious creature in Keppi Island. Initially thought it could be a mermaid due to its peculiar shape. Oates stopped her car to examine the creature closely, finding it similar to a mermaid or something like with a tail and a limb. She took a whole bunch of photos of it, and experts in London later determined that it's most likely like a small, like dolphin. But if you look at it, I wish I got the picture.
Does it look like a dolphin?
It ain't no damn dolphin.
I've never seen a dolphin skeleton, so I can't really say. But
yeah, the torso is like, I don't know. Maybe it could be a dolphin. I don't know.
Isn't like it's like a baby dolphin?
Like I'll try to find the picture. So like, if we do like a clip of this, like you show it.
Okay. Yeah.
But to me, it's definitely not a dolphin. It looks like a mermaid, actually.
Mm.
Like your descriptions of a mermaid, the fins,
a human torso,
then the head looks like a human head. I was like, there's no dolphin skull that looks like a human head.
No, there's like one solid.
Yeah, so like
the guy was jerking off, but no, just
the experts like, yeah, possibly a dolphin. Because what could they say, right? Like, because there's no solid evidence that mermaids or whatever exist, unless they know that it exists, but it's kept in like a secret museum.
Yes,
that we don't know of.
I would, because they told people that mermaids existed. You know what happened? Rich people would hunt them down to extinction. They would spend more money to, like, I'm going to find this. And it'd be chaos. Let them.
Maybe they did back then. And they had to stop once they got fucked up.
True. Hey, y'all chill.
Yeah, like in
that movie. They're from Atlantis.
Yeah, Atlantis.
They're from Atlantis, guys. Stop killing them.
Like, they fight hard.
You're fucking up the treaty. Stop. Stop killing them.
Yeah, they made an agreement. They can't fuck with them. Leave them alone.
You kill one more, we're dead. They're going to raise up the entire water level and just drown us.
Yeah.
That'd be crazy. What if they had that power? Just like, they got a machine like, just raise up the water level and just like.
Or not just a machine. They just call up who's ever the ocean people.
Yeah. It's like, hey, drown Manhattan.
Flood the Florida, whole U.S.
Done.
Start with Miami. Flood it.
Get all of them out of there. Dude, that we would, oh man, fuck it. We would feel so powerless. Like, guns can't even stop this. What would we do? We'd be held
up. Pew, pew, pew.
Pew, pew, shooting at water. Like, what the fuck? Oh no, I was at my ankles.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, we would be at the mercy of Atlantis if they could do that shit.
Dude, if they could put water above our head.
This is their planet.
Take it.
I would actually join their side. I'm like, you know what? I don't like humans anyway.
Give me that mask.
Spare.
Now you're breathing in the water.
When do I get into the program where I can get gills? When does that start? There's a waiting list? All right.
I'm swimming. Yeah.
I want to be Atlantean. All right.
Yeah, if water ever reaches over my head, I'm like,
That's it.
I'm coming
home.
Like, yeah, learn how to swim fast.
I got like one more story.
All right. We'll close out with that.
All right, it says, Australian man and his dog rescued by Mexican tuna boat after drifting 3 months in the Pacific Ocean.
Damn.
You know they're going to make a goddamn Netflix movie out of this one right here.
Alien Gonzalez, huh?
Oh, that's a throwback right
there.
This is one of those. Oh, man, that was a big story back in the day.
So how many months were they out?
3 months at sea, man. They was just drifting, this dude and his dog. There was some type of boat. I can't remember the name of it, but they drifted like 1,200 miles away from land. Damn. And they was out in the middle of nowhere for 3 months. The dude's name's Timothy Lindsay Shattuck. He's 54 years old. He's on the board.
It's Australians, they have like those two first names as a one name.
Yeah, which sounds like a serial killer. Serial killer's got them long ass names.
Timothy
Lindsay Shattuck. Yeah, 54 years old, man. They say they found him. He's all skinny and shit. Obviously, he went on that Pacific Ocean diet.
Saltwater diet.
He was out in the middle of the ocean for like 1,200 miles. Mexican tuna boat. I'm assuming he went from Australia to Mexico.
Damn.
That's a long fucking way. 3 months he was out there. Him and a dog, mind you. They was like eating raw fish and something else. But they was on that true diet and they survived. This is better than Castaway. He had a fucking volleyball in Castaway. This is gonna be a movie.
Like, this is like more unbelievable, but it's real.
Man, yes.
Castaway, yeah, it's kind of unbelievable too, but that's actually possible to survive on an island.
But this right here is even crazier. Even you have no resources.
Damn.
Yes. But they survived. Oh no, they survived off the raw fish and rain. So I'm assuming they probably figured out a way to like filter rain from all the shit, and probably the ocean water is fucking deadly. They probably even drank that. And it rains a lot in the ocean too. It rains a shit ton in the ocean. So I can see maybe they've collected rain in t-shirts and squeezed it out. It's one thing to take care of yourself, but another, a fucking dog?
Mm-hmm.
How, man?
I bet the dog like thought it was another day.
Man, it's like dog shit all over the boat. He probably just like chucked it in the water, like.
Yeah, like maybe like probably the whole time the dog didn't think it was in any danger.
I ain't gonna lie, man. If I was on that boat, I would have been off myself for 3 months. The first like week, I would probably off myself.
But how would you do it though?
Dog in the back of the head.
But what if you had no gun?
fucking stick. I don't know. Stab myself in the neck. I don't know. Throw the dog in the ocean. That would be horrible. I don't know. That's horrible. I shouldn't have said that.
I would try to survive because the dog's still there too.
Have you ever like been on a boat?
Not just you now.
Have you ever been on a boat or like a ship or anything in the ocean?
No.
Fucking horrifying. I went on a cruise ship one time, and I went out on a cruise ship. I was on a cruise ship like a long time ago, and like around 2-3 o'clock in the morning, I went on top deck and looked out at the ocean. Ain't shit out there. It is horrifyingly.
That sounds horrifying.
It's like.
It's like nothingness, right?
It sounds like space, but you're gonna die for sure. I feel like space, you can kind of like just stay in my spaceship.
Just, you're in this empty space, right? Yes. Like, there's nothing. You're just on a ship. Like, hey, there's nothing for a long time.
Like, if this shit just flipped over, what the fuck would happen? That's why it crossed my mind. Or better yet, when I was actually on a cruise ship back then, and I looked off the railing and I looked down, I was like, oh my God, it's like pitch black down there. And I looked out in the ocean, my brain, like my spider senses went off, like, hey, Chris, what if somebody came up behind you and just flipped you over the railing? And I was like, I'm going aside. That was my first reaction. I was like, I'm going aside.
I would have thought that too.
Since my brain thought that, I was like, I'm going to just go to bed. Because nobody would know because nobody was on the deck. It was just me out there at 3 o'clock
nobody
in the morning.
Would ever know.
Man, I'd be like, wait, where's Chris? My parents have been worried. Man, fuck that. The ocean is horrifying.
It is. Imagine just falling overboard.
Help me! But cruise ship just drifting off at night, and they're not gonna hear you. The ocean's loud as shit. The ocean's like, you can't hear nothing out there. You have to like talk over it. It's not like a little swimming pool. You
better start making friends with dolphins,
dude. And then just ride one.
We're good people.
Take me to Atlantis,
psych. Take my flipper, psych.
But yeah, no. So the guy actually wound up surviving. Mexico's government was like, hey, yo, see, you know, we good people. Shout out to them for helping out somebody when that was needed. But yeah, this man made it. He had some pain medicine and a flashlight on his boat. He had some stuff to survive, but for the most part, yeah, they was eating like shit. And
so they both survive.
The dog and the man. They're going to make a movie of this. It's going to be like Channing Tatum, like the fucking dude on the boat,
and
the dog, and for Air Bud.
Air
Bud on the boat. I think it was just drifting, like, hey, man.
That bond, like, it's like, since they're both alive, that's that bond that's never going to be disconnected.
For life.
Yeah, even after they die, they're like, hey, remember that one time we drifted from Mexico to Australia?
3 months.
And then the dog's not even a dog body. It's in like a human body. You're like, Dad, that shit was crazy.
Oh, man. Thank you for taking care of me and cleaning my dog shit.
I didn't mean to shit in your mouth. Like, I thought I was like protein. Like, you need a protein.
You said my you was dad. Hungry earlier.
I had a whole bunch of sardines. I was like, hey, can I shit in his mouth?
He's sleeping with his mouth open.
He gave me all the food. Now I'm going to shit in his mouth.
I wanna do him a favor. Like, I'm trying to help.
Would that be like considered food too? Like, cause you're eating it something that's already been processed.
No, it's waste. You're eating waste.
So it's no
food would be like a nourishment.
No nutrition value from eating shit.
No, you're just eating. You probably get new. I don't know. I was like, you probably would get more nourishment eating a body, but probably, I don't even know. That would be horrible too. Everybody just eat regular food, all right, and. Stop getting on damn boats, white people. Stay off the damn boats.
He was white?
Yeah, he's a man. Yeah, but come on, dripping out at sea like that. Him and a dog.
I mean, he didn't know how to filter like rainwater.
If there was any other race, they would have ate the dog or something.
I think so too.
Yeah, the other dog would have been a fucking burger. And what puppy? Hell, he fell off like 1,200 miles back that way.
Yeah, he had like a good Boy Scout skills.
Yeah, man. I'm curious. I'm waiting for the movie. This is gonna be a movie. Netflix is like, I know y'all struggling for content, so this is it.
Yeah, they writer strike. Nobody's writing like original shit no more. It's even AI is writing like repetitive shit.
Man, there's limits.
It's like stuff that has no soul to it. I think it's been done like that in Hollywood for a long time. It's just we didn't know yet.
But
I think they had access to like artificial intelligence to write shit.
Long Beach Griffey did like a skit the other day talking about how I don't know how true this is, but the TV show Supergirl on CW, he said that. I was like, what? And I mean, I'm gonna look it up later because I never really watched the show like that, but I have a friend who's like crazy about that show back when it's still on air. But when he said that, I was like, I need to investigate more now. I'm kind of, how long have they been writing shows and just copying? Because the AI is gonna do what we do.
Right.
For the most part.
If you look at like lately,
just
like,
copy and paste and shit.
With Netflix, like all their shows and series, like the newest one and the new movies and stuff, I would watch like a whole movie. I'll be like, damn, I didn't feel nothing from this movie. It's almost like it was written by somebody who doesn't know human emotions.
Did you watch the movie 65 Million?
No.
That's what felt like it was written by AI. I didn't finish. I got like 15 minutes into it. I was like, there's something off. It's on Netflix. It's about like this. It takes place 65 million years ago on Earth.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. But I saw half of it.
Yeah, I didn't. I got like maybe 15 minutes into it.
You killing dinosaurs?
Yeah, with dinosaurs and shit. Like some ash. Like, cause I guess they're saying like.
Maybe I got 10 minutes in.
See, for real, that was you 10 minutes in?
Yeah. We were supposed to watch it. We never came back to it.
Me neither. I got like 15 minutes. I was like, yeah, I'm not. It was something off with it. I didn't know, man. It was weird. It felt like.
It was like not organic. Huh? It was like something like too like forced and like, artificial.
Yes. That's what it felt like. Because I remember the beginning of the movie started off with the main character, his wife and his daughter was on the beach. And like she was like, oh, yeah. But all the lines were like very just like. Flat. Everything just felt like.
Yeah.
I was like, is this like a TV movie? Because this was in theaters too. And
it was?
It was in theaters and it bombed and it came straight to streaming. It came to Netflix real quick. So when I was watching it, I was like, this seems kind of soulless. And so I didn't finish watching it.
This is what I've been noticing about like with a lot of the latest like shows on Netflix and stuff. It doesn't feel like.
The machine.
You can't even feel the show no more.
It's made by a machine now.
Like you're laughing like ha ha ha. But it's like
am I supposed to be laughing?
Yeah, it's weird. I can't put my finger on it. But like if you ever watch like Japanese anime or like a lot of the old school Korean shows, you can actually feel the emotion in those shows. That's why it's so different. This is why like I stopped watching like a lot of the Netflix like American shows because I was like, this shit has no substance to it. Like it's not like
just pumping out.
You can't
content.
Feel nothing. Like you can't feel connection. But then I'll watch like a Japanese like anime or something. Like there was one about like cooking and stuff, and you could feel everything. You feel the whole character. You feel like the whole emotion, the whole dynamics and the characters and stuff. It's like this feels like a fucking real ass show. Or if I were to watch like a Korean show, old school Korean drama. You could actually feel the character's emotions. Like, hey, somebody who wrote this, like, they know how, like, humans act and stuff. Mm-hmm. You can feel it. That's why, like, I was watching these shows instead of, like, Netflix shows.
Yeah, because it's funny. It's written by a human where I could see if Netflix was doing some type of AI shit just to pump out more content, I could definitely see. It seems how they're kind of even struggling and against, like, HBO Max and or the Max or whatever the fuck they call it.
If you were to go, I think this is why, like, Korean shows now, like it's already big, but like it's like another level big now. Like I think since the pandemic, a lot of like Westerners, like they got into like the Korean shows, and then a lot of them, you know, they get into this binge and watching all these shows because it, you know, it's like they're feeling something,
right?
Is and then there's something like it's not the same like with an American show. And it's different. Yeah, like
that's American shows feel manufactured, man. It feels like just you're just pumping out content. Just are you trying to tell a story at this point?
It's like like a machine.
You're like just checking off like because that's what like a lot of people, including myself, because I used to watch CW shows like the main like the superhero shows for decades, like probably since like Smallville. But as I got older, I was like, you guys are just checking off the boxes of like what you want to get reactions out of people. You're not really trying to tell a story. Like one show was just throwing like. A bunch of like, and nothing against the LGBTQ community, but they was doing stuff for the show. It's kind of like, what's the purpose of this? How's it drive the plot or the motivation? It's just like, you have these characters, you're just doing this, and there's nothing.
Just
throwing stuff at the wall to help it stick instead of telling like a compelling story. And I was like, okay, this is.
It's just.
No humans writing this. This is.
It feels weird now.
Yeah.
And the fact that like people are noticing this stuff right now, like, you know, like, okay, something's wrong with the whole. The writing of like these shows now, like it doesn't feel natural no more.
It's just like trying to like throw everything out there and you're trying to appease everyone, but it's kind of like
trying to hit all like the points.
You're not telling a story, you know?
Yeah, exactly. They're just trying to hit all the main trending stuff, like you know the whole LGBTQ.
Yeah, with the LGBT. Or even with racial stuff, I'm kind of like, okay, was this even needed?
Yeah, all that too.
The sensitive stuff.
Yeah, they would all try to fit it into like one show or one movie to please everybody. But then, like at the end, the whole show is just like,
bro, I'm like, what was this all for? Was propaganda?
Yeah, it's like that one movie with Jonah Hill. What's that shit? You People?
That shit's trash, man. I don't give a fuck what anybody says. I didn't think it was funny.
Yeah, it was so.
Some people's like, this is hilarious. I'm like, man, I saw two different movies. I didn't buy the relationship. Between him and the chick.
It wasn't believable. They didn't even kiss on the lips.
No. And I read online too that there was like, she's like, I think Andrew Schultz said something before too about it, but I also heard somebody say it before him or like, like she used like a body double. Damn, during the kissing scenes.
That bad, huh?
Yeah, like cause she wasn't. Cause I guess she wasn't digging white dudes like that. And I mean, Laura London, she fine as hell. I get it. I mean, she's a little above Jonah Hill's weight class. I get it. She fine as hell. But
yeah,
but it takes away from like the
I couldn't feel that relationship. It didn't even feel real or anything. Like
I didn't even think it was funny. I thought the movie was like, it was whatever.
It was the safest movie you could have ever made.
It was. And it was made by Kenya Burris, which I ain't fucking surprised because he did the other show I didn't like. Where, I don't know. He tries to do like a lot of racial stuff. I'm like, all right, man, you're worrying about more of the racial shit than tell a good story. I'd rather get a good story, I guess.
Damn.
Man, my ears popped. See, it's time to wrap up the show.
All right. Is that it with that?
Oh, yeah, that's it.
All right, guys. Thank you guys for joining us. It was a fun episode, right?
Yeah, as always.
We learned something about the Thunderbirds.
We did. AI. We covered a lot of shit, though.
Yeah, and try not to get scammed by people. Like, if they ask you for $10, they red flag.
Yeah, just be like, leave me alone.
Don't get at the point where they're taking $300K from you.
Yeah, please don't. We're telling you right now, it's the Media Hijack. Don't fall for it. Just
yeah. All right, guys. Thank you guys for joining us. We'll catch everybody next week on Tuesday. Peace out. Adios.
See you guys.